All right, I'm gonna be in a quiet spot. I'm gonna
get Steph, I really like your hat today.
Thank you.
Looks good. Outback Adventures.
You can already tell. You can already tell your boy got some sleep. Dude, I'm gonna start putting this stuff under the eyeballs, bro. I've been looking like shit.
Yeah, man, you gotta get some of that Kiehl's age defender under the eyes, yo. And people was like,
Steph is older than you. I was like, right?
Open some green tea bags, and put them in your
bag. Somebody. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the NAS. That's the 916 News on the Street. That's when four Sacramento comics react to today's Sacramento news. Today is Monday, March 1st. What's up, everybody? I'm the host, Rodriguez, and I got three hilarious comedians. I am joined, as always, by Aurora Singh. Everybody give it up for Aurora Singh.
Hi, I've had no water today.
You ain't got the jug. You lifted like Godzilla last show.
I do have the jug, but I haven't drank in it.
But there's water. It's a big thing, though. Keep your water up. All right.
Dehydrated, thirsty bitches.
I'm surprised you don't have to TT more. I'm surprised you don't TT more.
I got to give me one of those. I'm not drinking enough water. Then we got Steph Sanders in the house.
What up, y'all?
In the building.
I won a Golden Globe last night for Judas and the Messiah. I'm the next Black Panther.
Nice.
Hell yay, yeah. Congratulations.
Wow. They called me.
House, Black House Cat, maybe. Steph, are you in a good mood today? I like to check. I like to see
you. I'm in a good mood, man. I'm feeling good today, man. Love everybody. It's Monday. I'm loving white folks today.
Nice. Speaking of white folks, we got one with us.
I see.
Sacramento. Like comedian / filmmaker / everybody's token white best friend, Luke.
I'm trying to get him put me in a movie. That's why I'm being nice today. Come on.
When I say messed up stuff about white people, I'll be like, man, I can say that because I got a white friend, and that white friend is Luke. So Luke, if anybody ever heard you hear some shit, oh, Ella said this shit about white people, and he said, well, you had a white friend, you got to co-sign it, bro.
Yeah, you know how often he texts me and asks me if this is okay? Is this okay? Can I say this? He sends me documents I have to sign all the time. I've been doing a lot of digital signatures lately.
That's funny. He looked like Larry the Cable Guy's nephew.
Yeah. I'm more woke than Larry the Cable Guy, but I still like guns.
Yeah, get her done, bro. So we got a full lineup today. Steph, you got some food.
I got some food news, man.
Aurora, you got a happy story for us?
I sure do.
And then we brought Luke in for a special story. Luke, let's just get you out of the way, bro. There is like a short film festival at the Comedy Spot.
Yeah. So it's called the Comedy Spot Short Film Challenge. You have 30 days to write, produce, film, and edit a comedic short film. It started on February 10th. And the due date is March 12th. So we did like a Zoom thing that they broadcast on their Twitch and Facebook and everything. And they were just telling us the rules and stuff. And the theme is wheels. Yeah. So as long as your film has something to do with wheels, then it falls into the thing.
And why wheels?
I don't know. I think Brian Krall, the owner, he said of the Comedy Spot, he said, it's just a simple thing that has a lot of, you know, you can use it a lot of different ways. Yeah. So he didn't want to make it too hard. I don't know what made him pick wheels though.
Does the topic, like the main thing have to be wheels, or you just have to like put wheels in it somewhere, like make it part of a conversation?
Yeah. I mean, it can be really small. He was saying like, you know, it can be anything from like about a wheelchair, or it can be like a road trip. And then if it's about
somebody who's hella fast and they're like, oh man, that dude got wheels.
I think that would work. That's kind of how mine is. Mine, we just say like, oh, it looks like a wheel. And that's pretty much the extent of, and we drive a car for a little bit.
Whoa, bro. Are you dropping spoilers for your upcoming movie right now?
I'm creating hype.
I didn't know you started then, though. 30 days right then. You could have written that thing last year.
I did what?
How did we know you didn't already write it?
You started
30
days.
Because it's got wheels in it.
Oh, honor system.
It's got wheels.
Is that the Boy Scout thing? Yeah, is that even cool anymore?
All comics do cocaine and heroin, so ain't no honor in that. I know all of y'all.
I think all comics have honor because most comics have too much anxiety. So they're like, yeah, I'll follow the rules. Rules.
I fall in that camp for
That's
sure.
That's years yeah. 1 through 6. After year 6 in comedy, you don't give a damn.
Well, where can we see these short comedic films? And what do you get if you win?
I don't know if there's any actual prizes. Awards. What does it say? It says a diverse panel of judges will determine the following awards. Categories can have multiple winners. Winning filmmakers will be sent official certificates and nice. Award laurel graphics nice. And will be featured on the Comic Spot website and social media. Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, there's no like cash prize or camera, but like you don't cool. win gear.
Where will I be able to see it? Where will I be able to see your
I want to watch it.
Wheels.
Any black people in your movie?
We have a Mexican, a Portuguese guy, and a white girl. So
does that mean no? Does that
no.
mean you said no? Are you going to CineSoul? We just did a story on CineSoul.
You should do CineSoul.
What's that?
Wow, doesn't even know.
Not going.
Doesn't even know, like bro.
Black film festivals in Sacramento.
The Black Film Festival going on 16 years, Luke. I just found out about it 2 days ago. Okay, where have you been?
I'm sorry, I should have known.
I just found out about CineSoul.
Yeah, everybody. John Upperton, Spike Lowe, everybody's been in this film festival.
Next time you're doing this short film, I think, and you need a black person, you need to put Steph in.
Yeah.
Your okay. Film.
I don't. Yeah.
We haven't hung
in.
Out that much.
Well, at this point,
you're
just
hanging out, Luke.
He
Invite
you to the barbecue, man.
All right. Yeah.
Luke, I'm a really good actress. I would like to also volunteer my help and my work and my talent and set up very specific set of skills.
Okay. Can you retrieve my daughter? Because I think the European mob.
Yes,
has...
I can.
I like we're assaulting Luke to get in his movies now. Why don't you put us in your movie, dude?
You haven't even seen it. It might suck. It might be the worst thing ever. You don't know.
But that, hey, you know what? The worst films get the most publicity. And all publicity is good publicity. And it's great. Quote.
Well, Luke's going to make a great movie. You know?
Yes, yes.
I hope
dude,
so. We'll see.
Have your people call my people, though. I am my people, so have your people call me. But, like, bro.
Call me.
Okay. Let's go into a random story.
March 27th, I think, is the...
Is it what?
The premiere date.
March 27th. Films.
And, but where would I see them?
So the Comedy Spot will broadcast it live on their Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube channels, I think.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's exciting. Can you come back right before and be a guest on the NOS again and then remind us?
Yeah.
I want to watch it.
That's totally, dope, yeah. I'm excited to see the other ones because I was thinking about people in Sacramento who make films or videos or whatever, and I couldn't think of a lot of people to do it. So I was just like, who is entering this competition? You know, like, I mean, yeah.
I wonder who is entering it. Like, if it's more comedians or if it's going to be just, like, actual, like, not like you're not an actual filmmaker.
No, I'm not.
Cold-blooded.
Jesus.
That's cold-blooded.
You know, my friends, I have a bunch of friends that are in a group called the Zexy Banditos with a Z, and they're really, really funny, and they're making a film. And I was actually, we've been trading, like, man hours and equipment, so we're kind of helping each other make each other's films. And then I'm sure, like, Jack Brown's probably making one, and there's, like, this guy who runs a thing called Modern Arcade, and he has, like, a nice camera, so he might be making one. And then, I don't know, other than that, I think Jason Cole from the Bay Area, that's all I know, though. Then the rest of the people I've seen are, like, people I've never
heard
of. This
is going to be easy money, bro. You're going to clean up, dude.
I
hey, speaking
of that, Luke. You're going to get the best certificate, bro.
Yo.
I can't wait to get a laurel graphic so I can put it up and be, like, accepted to the Cannes Film Festival. Just kidding. It's the Comedy Spot Film Festival.
They should put that on it. You deserve
hey,
it.
You guys bro. Know that in SoCal, they think that the Bay Area and Sacramento are one place.
Yes.
Yes.
Isn't that so dumb? I just thought of that because he was like, oh, someone from the Bay Area is entering. And I'm like, it brought me back and triggered
you're not,
me.
You're not from me. You don't know. I'm like, I'm not originally from Sacramento. But we thought the Bay Area was included all of this.
Yeah.
It's because we all say hella and they just go, oh, you're all the same.
Yeah.
That's why we do the NOS, though, to inform people. All right.
Yeah. You're not the same.
This is some 916. Have some pride.
We ain't perfect, but we are our own entity.
Random. This is a random. We can cover this very, very quickly, but I am going to be following up with Mrs. Poindexter, because this store is the most salacious thing in Sacramento. And every day, new parents, new ladies is out. And did you see all the pictures that they got on the newspaper?
Did they post her OnlyFans?
These are the newspaper friendly one.
The woman that got her kids kicked out of school.
Yes, but this is what I'm gonna do. This is what I'm saying is we need to follow up. Admit this bitch, Crystal, whatever her name is, the real Miss Poindexter, whatever, is a genius. Okay, she is a genius, and she is raking in cash. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All of this is a publicity stunt. For her,
I told you that. Didn't I tell you that?
Well, she got my. Yes, you did. You called it.
And my inside sources told me.
I'm gonna get an OnlyFans, okay? And I'm gonna go see this bitch's naked butt cheeks, because apparently it's butt cheeks is out.
Butt cheeks out.
Apparently, I don't know. It's titties.
And her butt cheeks are out, just on her Instagram. The kids
to get out of school anyway.
Yeah, and it's just got a whole. Just cast
go to her Instagram. All her butt cheeks are out on her Instagram.
Oh, you put away from free? Oh, what happened?
What's her name? Miss Caucasoid. What's her name?
Poindexter.
Mrs. Poindexter. But apparently she got all these other people caught up in it, and the newspapers won't let it alone. All right. So I just want everybody to know, yeah, I'm gonna be doing some research and covering that.
She has the longest Instagram name, the.real.mrs.poindexter.
Yeah,
you couldn't just get like poindexter.titties or something. You could have made it much smaller.
There's some butt cheek for you.
Oh, there it is.
Oh,
dang. Well, put it down. She's not a sponsor. Put it down.
Oh,
okay.
I mean, it's on Instagram. It's free. So technically it's public, you know, public info.
Okay. I also found a racist story for Steph, okay? There was three or four, but this one was my favorite.
What a great way to start that out. There's three or four racist stories in Sacramento, but this one's my favorite. I really want to share with you guys.
It was generic stuff, okay? But this was about a Black firefighter. So I read this story. It's about this dude. He's a Black firefighter. And everybody's super proud of him, right? Because there's never no Black firefighters, all right? But he becomes a Black firefighter, and he's super happy. And it's Black History Month, and everybody's, like, dancing and having a great time. But I guess he had some, like, anxiety issues and was going through some shit. And he quit because he was like, look, I don't want somebody's life to be dependent on me. And when they asked him why, he was like, look, man. He was like, place was hella racist, you know? And I think he was like right when the BLM protests were happening. Mm-hmm. He's like some captain that they didn't say who the captain was, but I guess he just said hella loud. He was like, man, why can't they just go back to shooting themselves and stop all the, you know, and go home, you know, stop all this protesting, just go back to shooting each other. Right.
That's right within a conversation for them. So that's nice.
Right. And then, so I'm sitting with my mans and he's like, oh, you know, racism's everywhere. This guy quit because he got anxiety. And I was like, but you know how anxious you would be if you worked in a place where everybody was white and you were the only Black dude?
And like, you went fire.
They were doing stories about you. Like, you were in the paper. It was like, oh my God, there's a Black firefighter. and then the captain just nonchalantly says, man, they just go back to shooting each other. It's not even like how bad that is, right? But it's the feeling of like nobody else said shit. Maybe it's because he's the captain, but nobody else was like, oh, that's fucked up, Cap. Or
no one stood up. No one stood up and said, hey, you can't, that's not right.
No,
did the captain at least turn and go? I mean, not you, but
the rest of them. No. Because that's the move. You're one of the good ones.
Yeah. I mean, not no one in this room. I'm just talking about, you know, abstract concepts, not.
I think it's funny, like, Like the whole BLM thing, it's over. People are over this, right? Like white people are like, damn it. You know, like I just, it's every day something's racist, every day, whatever. But it's so funny. It's like, that's, yes, that's what we're saying.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. It's like, oh, everything's racist. It's always about race. It's like, you guys won't stop mm-hmm. talking. It's like, I know, because it always is about race. And it literally, this is how our, like, it's like this every single day. We can't avoid it. Sorry yeah. that it's hurting your feelings now. Like, we don't care.
I do like that idea of like, of them starting to realize, like, it's not just, okay, there's no cops around, so we can just all be happy. You know, it's like, it's the constant anxiety all the time in these environments. You know what I mean? Yeah. Where just the casual shit happens and you're just like, man, if some shit went down, everybody here just laughed at you know what I mean? Just like, I guess
I think that awful. this firefighting place, what is it called?
The firefighter store?
Yeah, the firefighter store. I think that they need to get a new manager.
See, now everybody want to replace everybody. I have another solution. And I'm sure he wasn't maybe the first black firefighter ever, but it really seemed like they had my man like that. Black people need to stop doing stuff by themselves. We need to do stuff as buddies. Okay. You need to, if you get a first black president, you need to have a black vice president. If you're going to be a black firefighter, you got to hire two black firefighters.
Hey, the rule, Ellis, is when two or more are gathered, there's a prison riot. So they don't want to. That's the rule.
No, but I'm telling you, bro.
They're not going to let more than two.
Every time you hire, if you don't have other black people on staff, you need to hire one other black person.
They don't do that. Then that's too much. That's
they need to start doing it, though, because the money system doesn't work.
I'm throwing it out there. Yeah. They could do that. You know what I mean? It's a buddy system. So you just
they're afraid yeah. though, if they hire them as buddies, and they're going to be too powerful and take over the company.
Exactly. See, two or more gathered, it's a prison riot. It's over. Ghost Power Book 6.
All right, this one is a beautiful story.
I'm just getting a tissue. Don't mind me.
Okay.
Yeah, you wiping? You got to wipe? Are you on the toilet? Because the background wouldn't tell us.
Aurora likes to multitask.
I don't wipe. I have a bidet.
Oh, that's right. Ooh. That's right.
But you still wipe after the bidet, right?
I like pat dry.
So you're supposed to sit on there till it. I got to get mine set up.
You need to get your set up. I don't know what you're doing. You're so unhygienic without a bidet.
I just don't. I use baby wipes right now, and
that's bad for the environment.
That's what I do too.
Yeah, it's good for your butt cheeks though. All right. This one, I don't want to do the beautiful one yet. All right, this one was hilarious to me. Dr. Green had traffic court, Sacramento Supreme Court, traffic court, I don't know, the highest traffic court in the land, okay? And he had an appointment, he had to meet the traffic court thing, and everybody's on Zoom, right? So he zoomed in, he's a plastic surgeon, he's in the middle of surgery.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Yeah, he tried to do plastic surgery on somebody's neck or something.
And a court date.
While he's doing traffic court.
That's some privilege if I've ever seen it.
Look, I don't know how to feel about it. Like, it's super gangster.
I feel like if I was the person he was doing surgery on before surgery, I'd be like, hey, you know, we can reschedule. This isn't elective surgery. This is not something necessary for my living. Like, you can do this tomorrow.
Pass a malpractice, she or he might get a little malpractice money.
Do you think he told his patient, though? He definitely didn't tell them. He just did it.
Oh, they're gonna be that's so sketch.
Hey, but they don't make the date. He probably had no choice on the date. Exactly. And he had his surgery. So, hey, you want me to come?
And then what do you got to do in traffic court? You got to be like, yes. I ran the red light. Yes, I'll pay the fine. Okay. Yeah,
this you in the picture in the little traffic cam. Yes.
I'm just saying, if I was a patient and he called me up that morning, he's like, hey, look, I double booked. I wouldn't be like, hey, don't worry about it. Zoom it up. I'll be there. I'll be asleep. I'm not gonna know. Do you, doctor? Like, I'm not gonna do that.
As long as he don't like get a little distracted and drop.
Now, what would you do though if it was you? What would you do if...
If I found out later that he was on Zoom during my surgery fixing my nose?
But it worked out. Your nose
as long as my surgery was good, I wouldn't say nothing. You a gangster.
That's gangster.
Personally, I'd probably write a bit about it and then have a Netflix special. I don't know.
I started thinking about it. I bet this dude does this all the time. I bet this dude binges Netflix shows while he does surgeries all the time.
Yeah, he's just watching Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Yeah.
He's like,
he comes home from work and his wife's like, "Hey, you want to watch WandaVision?" And he's like, "All right, I almost caught up. I got caught up today."
Yeah. He probably watched Grey's Anatomy and mimicked the surgeries. Why he doing it? That's what he does.
For sure. Watching other YouTube surgeries. Like, you know what? I think I can do this too.
Do that. Let me lay down. Lay down. Let me put you out.
He's like, well, that's not supposed to be there. Maybe I'll just cut it out.
All right. What if the surgery
doesn't go well? I could be a real surgeon too. I don't know.
What if the surgery doesn't go well? And you really, and my man was out here on in traffic court.
Yo,
malpractice.
And he goes to doctor court too.
The building he's in is now named Steph Sanders.
That's I'm gonna fuck up his face until it looks like whatever he did to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just like the idea of him being in traffic court on the Zoom call and he's just like, yeah. He's like doing stuff and he's like, yeah. And then like a little spurt of blood goes, and he's like, oh, sorry.
Oh.
I'm eating grapefruit.
Anyway, I don't know how to feel about it, but I think I'm pro Dr. Green.
I think it's a gangster move. Did he get in trouble?
What?
Did he get in trouble?
The judge refused to do it. The judge was like, what are you talking about? He's like, no, there's another surgeon here. It's fine. I got this. And the judge was like, no, I feel bad for your patient. We're not, this is, what are you doing? You're crazy. He was like, all right, man, what you want to do?
I think the judge should shut up about something that they don't know about.
Ooh, tell them, Rora.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what's going on in that surgery. They don't know how easy or difficult it is. The doctor said, hey, this is my job. This is fine. I'm where I'm supposed to be. You're where you're supposed to be. Right. Like, let's just do what we got to do while I do what I got
to
do.
Right.
Did you think it's disrespectful to the court, though? Like, hey, I told you to be here at such and such time. You got Judge Judy up here about to, you know, lay the law of the land on you. And you can't be bothered to set aside, you know, 10 minutes of traffic court.
They're already not in court, though. He could be at home in his pajamas. Like, is that disrespectful? I don't know. Maybe saving a life while doing traffic school or traffic court to pay a red light bill is more respectful because he's actually, like, helping somebody.
And I'm sure the judge is a hypocrite. He writes opinions and does anything while he's doing something else, watching TV or boo-booing or anything like that. He does.
Yeah.
He's at the same time.
I wish Tyler Perry was calling the court
Even when court is in live session, don't you feel like when judges are up there listening to trials, they're probably like doodling or planning what they're having for dinner? They're not sitting there listening. They're writing shit down. What are they writing? Oh, tomorrow I got to do this. I got to pick up the kids. You know, I got to.
It's traffic court. Yeah, too. It's traffic court. It's just a mundane.
The judge probably felt like making a mockery because it's traffic court. Because the judge is,
but the judge made the right call. He moves the time. It's whatever.
Maybe the doctor did it on purpose. Like, you guys are really gonna make me stop helping people to come pay a red light. But like, cool. Like, sure, I'll come.
That's a kind of a flex too.
Lives.
Yes, it is a flex. That's what I do.
It's a flex.
Super.
Probably got the max fine though. Cause now you're a little neurosurgeon. You can afford it then.
You can afford it. Okay, plastic surgeon. Okay, random one. The Walmart or Truxell? Is Truxell a good neighborhood or a bad neighborhood?
That's my favorite. No. The Walmart and Truxell. It's not that the neighborhood is bad. It's Walmart and Truxell is Brooklyn, New York. It's not even part of Sacramento. So you drive up and everything's nice in the parking lot. You walk into Walmart, you feel like you are
in the jungle.
You're underprepared. You need nobody. They pat you down to see if you have a gun. this is the Walmart there.
Did you see Daredevil and Luke Cage walking around in there?
They got strip club in the back in the warehouse. It's going down.
I try to avoid that Walmart. It is stocked in like a mug.
And it never has anything. Like, I don't know when they stock. I don't know where people work.
And they lock
up. You guys are still going to Walmart?
Is that do they lock that thing up? But like, they lock up deodorant or something.
They lock up everything in Walmart.
I go to Walmart. If there's a Walmart right next to me, yeah. Like, if I'm driving by a Walmart, I need something at Walmart, yeah.
I go to Walmart to get the little things that my non-essentials.
Yeah.
I don't
go all that often, but I have been to this Walmart. The Walmart at Truxell, somebody lit a bunch of fireworks in the store, like in the clothing department, and lit a bunch of clothes on fire. And so
that's what I'm talking about.
It was they evacuated the building. The employees had to stay out because it was a bunch of smoke.
Is
this related to the story we did last week where they want to put all the shirts together and all the pants together?
The gender stuff. I don't know.
They do that anyway. This Walmart just because they're lazy. They don't do it because they have to get nothing together. They have knives and forks and spoons with the dog stuff. It's ridiculous in this Walmart.
Are they filming Idiocracy 2 there? Is that what's happening?
Yes,
definitely. I think so.
I get hit on in my mask so much in that Walmart. Like, how you doing? It was peekaboo.
Steph.
Yeah.
Maybe I should go there for a confidence boost.
Yeah, you ever feeling bad about yourself? Yeah.
Take my super thick ass.
I don't have a thick ass. I need to do that as well.
Why you did the kangaroo thing, but anyway.
All right, one actual let's say Sacramento topic. And so there's a lot of stories about the homeless, right? They just found a guy who died in a park. It was like cold, basically. There have been a bunch of protests, peaceful and otherwise.
For what?
What's that?
What are they protesting? Homeless people being homeless?
Homeless people not getting the proper, they're shutting down. There's not a place for them. You know what I mean?
There's not a home for them.
They have these warming centers that have been shut down or whatever. And I guess there was money set aside, or they want money to be set aside for this, you know what I mean? So I didn't really understand one or two or three stories, but there are a bunch of stories of protests, people wanting these warming centers to be funded, blah, blah, blah. And then like when you go to Sacramento, it's not like San Francisco, you know, but there's a lot of homeless people.
It's a lot.
Well, there's more land here for them to...
A lot of people going exponentially in places that you just
anywhere. And then there's a lot of places on random levees, and then you'll just see little homeless cities, little homeless towns, little homeless of all shapes and sizes, like lots and lots of tents.
Well, now our downtown is like homeless city, man.
That's, Well, I heard that the warming centers, I don't know about the funding thing, but I know a few of them closed because of the COVID. There's a lot of COVID positive results.
Right. See,
this, so they had to shut some of them down.
That's what I was going to say. You can open these things, but then they're open to the COVID thing.
Yeah.
You're irresponsible there as a city doing that. So like, what do you do?
Yeah, what do you do? I don't know. I think that we should do my original idea where we take all these old malls that no one's using anymore, Sunrise, Arden, and we make them housing for the homeless so that they have running water and an address so they can all get jobs and be part of our community.
Let me be the devil's advocate for that though is. Then we promote, there are a lot of people who don't want to pay rent, mortgage, lights and all that stuff anyway. So then they would be like, I'm going to these malls. So you got people who are legitimately—
Well, there's a time limit.
People who make a choice to live off the grid or don't want to do something.
There's a time limit?
Yeah, because there are some people who are just like, they're drug addicts and they like, or they're, you know, they—
Time is going based on what? Them getting a job?
Well, some people haven't chosen to be homeless. There's a lot of people who are homeless who don't want to be homeless, but they can't get a job because you have to have an address. You have to have an address to get a job.
Yep.
So that—
Type of between the two types, and then how are you going to give who the benefit? Because if I'm the guy that wants to be homeless and doesn't want to pay any taxes and mortgage or rent,
you're probably not going to come then.
No, I'll come and lie and say, yeah, I'm a drug addict. Give me the 90 days or whatever.
Well, you have to go through therapy. That's the thing, is that you would get like mental help, you would get running water, and
this is what I think we should do. Like a lot of the,
I would say 6 months.
I think the people would think, but you got some people that are gonna be homeless for life.
Yeah.
And you're just basically saying, here's a 6 month break. For some of those people, you're not helping them because they've been homeless. They've been to stay homeless, and they're not going to move into your building for 6 months and get a job to go, and then they're gonna go right back to being homeless.
I mean, I think that happens with anything, like any outreach program. There's people that take advantage of it, but most people are gonna actually use it, and then after the 6 months, like, they track you, right? So you can't come back after 6 months unless you have proof that, like, you lost your job or something.
Yeah. I haven't been on Zillow lately in the Oklahoma area, right? But I think there's places. I think there's places where you can pay $230 rent or like $400 rent. They're not the coolest places in the world. They may not have a sports team or whatever, you know, but you don't got to live in Sacramento. All the people that are like borderline, like whatever, we need like agents that are like, you would never think this, but you're going to love Oklahoma. And they're like, what? It's like, yeah, everybody is just
Medford, Oregon. Medford, Oregon is a great
or
place.
Medford. Medford actually is legit. Medford.
You want to ship them out. You want to be like, hey, there's cheaper places to live. But then how do they get there when they have no money?
Yep.
So I'm saying for the people.
Hyperloop. Elon Musk. Let's go.
People that have a job or whatever or can work. Like I'm saying for those people, but they're just on how. Put them, if they're going to make minimum wage, put them in a place where their minimum wage is going to go farther. You know what I'm saying? So for those people, right?
So, okay, what if we do housing?
People inalienable.
And then the people that are homeless because they have drug problems, they need to be put in drug centers to take care of the problem. You take care of that problem, they're not homeless anymore.
Doesn't like Sweden or something have a really good drug program where they just... The drugs are legal, and then you can just go to these places and do them, but they also encourage you to quit.
Everybody in Sweden is white, so you can't do that. It works in Sweden. Yeah. If everybody's white, that's fine. You know what I'm saying?
So you're saying if they were black, then they can't, it won't work?
It's a monolithic society, and we don't have that.
Remember the war on drugs?
Oh, it's like a tribal thing. Is that what you're saying? Like we?
No,
like,
I'm saying, do you remember when black people were doing drugs and they called it a war on drugs?
Yeah.
Now we have an epidemic. That's what I'm saying. Like they're never gonna just be. There's never gonna be empathy for black drug addicts. Like,
what if we had housing and then it's like a transition home, just like they do for drug addicts. We had free housing for 6 months. Great, they got a job. They saved a little bit of money. Now we put them in Section 8 housing.
They have those now, Aurora.
Huh?
They have those now.
Well, they need to make bigger ones.
Aurora, why don't you just let a homeless person live with you? Like a stray cat.
This should be like a foreign exchange program. A homeless program. And then we just, you know.
I think all of us will do our part and find a homeless person for you to adopt. And you just kind of feed them.
I think if they went through the program, then I would definitely be like, hey, great job. Come on in. We'll teach you. We'll feed you.
We should petition that Mrs. Poindexter. She making all this money with her butt cheeks, right?
You get money just to fund some homeless houses. That's
the Lord gave it to you. You can't give something to the homeless.
She needs that money now to get her kid into a different private school because she got kicked out.
But they'll give a scholarship. A smart private school who wants some good publicity, good or bad, will go ahead and take the kids and get put them on a scholarship.
They're not going to do it though.
The home of Mrs. Poindexter's.
If I'm that kid, homeschool is definitely an option these days. I'm never going back to school. If I'm that kid, everybody in the whole city know your mom. Your mom been on the news.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the ultimate MILF. On the
news.
She's the ultimate MILF. It's like, how do you go to...
These kids are going
to
be fucked up.
Imagine high school.
You show up and they be like, hey, nice shoes. Your mama's city. Your mom. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Chad, I subscribed to your mom's channel last night with two different emails.
I'm trying to get invited to the sleepover. I'm trying to be a friend so I can come over.
Can you imagine going to homeroom and the other kids are like, I subscribed to your mom's channel last night with two different emails.
You're going to be like, thanks. Now I'm going to be able to get that Porsche I've always wanted. Like,
yeah, that's true. You got to spin it.
You know what, though? Would you feel comfortable driving around in a Porsche that your mama bought you?
Absolutely. From
showing everybody in Sacramento
her
jiggly parts?
You have to have a lot of self-esteem.
Wow.
Like confidence in yourself. Wait, but okay.
If everybody in Sacramento has seen my mom with beef curtains, I'm moving out of town. I'm changing my name.
Why do you have to say meat curtains? Ugh.
Are you going to Medford, Oregon?
Yeah. Yes, I'm moving to Medford. Everybody in Medford look like me anyway.
No, you have too many teeth. You have too many teeth to go to Medford.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wait, so but how do you? I have a, this is like not funny at all. But how do you create the empathy that's missing? Because I feel like there are like so many shitty racist people. Like, how do we make them stop thinking that way? Because there's always that story about like the KKK guy that quit.
Yeah.
And then now he's like an advocate or trying to get other KKK guys to quit. But it's like, how do you, that's the program we need to focus on, right? First,
yes.
Is like reprogramming the racist people to be like, oh, they're people too, you know? Because, yes.
Yeah, I'm with that.
I think shock and castration would work. Huh? Yeah.
Did you say castration?
Yeah, shock and treatment and castration. And then, if you let every black person have 6 tasers, and we just get to tase white people all the time, why it would change the world. I'm telling
what
you.
What if we just made black people judge dreads and they could just go around and judge jury executioner?
We gotta have Luke back on this show. That's what I'm talking about. We'll talk about this because exactly, man. He give us all the judge dread guns.
Just on these motorcycles, and they have like little guns that have like
it would change the world. And it'd be a lot more Pepsi commercials, Coke commercials. I wish I
we almost got through a whole episode without you going on a black tirade. And I thought we're almost done with the show. I thought we was gonna make it. And I was like,
no,
Luke is here. But no, Luke.
It wouldn't be a show without it.
Come on. You did this, Luke.
What
you turned it into this comic book guy,
you get it.
Yeah.
I would say do conversion camps, but then I realize that would be their dream to all be together in one place with black people. That would be like terrible. That would be terrible for black people. They'd all be together conspiring how to kill everybody.
I'm with Luke. I think that's a really important thing to say. Is like we are them, they are us.
We are all one.
We really are. And as soon as we stop looking at them as the enemy. That we can get back down to taking care of business.
I can't wait for the time when everyone just loves each other.
It's entrenched. We never had that.
Maybe respect each other, or maybe see each other as human, or not threaten to kill or castrate each other or gas each other and fries.
That's it.
Step proposing to gas a bunch of people.
You got to change their thinking now. You got to change it back, man. You got to watch Amend.
Are you surprised? Like it says, the next Black Panther. That's not about the movie. That's about.
Okay. All right, let's do some food news. Steph, you got some food news?
I got some food news. Check it
Sacramento
out,
Sacramento food update. What's up?
I went to, I go regularly do reviews. They send me stuff when you're up to go do reviews. Pre-COVID, it was a lot more. So right
Humble
now,
bread.
Some new restaurants and newer restaurants. So they have one downtown, Old Sac, Universal House of Soul. They sell Universal House of Soul food. So yeah, a lot of good soul food. From pork chops to oxtails. They even sell chitlins, meatloaf, all of that, right? I went and ate there, and it was good. It wasn't like out of the 5 stars, 3.5. I'm very picky about stuff, but anyway, 3.5 stars. I might have gone on Big Mama's having a bad day or something, but it was a good. It's a good place to go, especially white folks should go there to get in. This is we make steps, Luke. Indoctrination into black soul food. Go there because it's safe.
Don't go there. That's so weird. Safe neighborhood. It's so weird. Everything you just said is weird stuff.
It's in a safe neighborhood. It's in a
oxtails.
They
invited you there.
You come outside. Yeah, you come outside and white folks are around you and everybody's hugging. It's a wine bar next to it. So white folks should go there. It's all black.
That's how we do it. No, you put a wine bar next to a soul food place. That's how you do it.
And so
I like that.
Wait. They invited you there to review their spot.
Yes.
And then you're reviewing it on your podcast or something, right?
I do it on my Yelp and my podcast.
Okay, so you got it on your Yelp and your podcast. But then right now, too, you also wanted to make another announcement.
Yes.
About how mediocre they are. Out of 5, 3.5. You want to, and then you want to recommend my man who doesn't make.
But they can always get better. They can always get better.
Tell Luke to go to the best soul food.
No. Listen. To black folks, this is 3.5. To white folks, this is a 6.
No, but
They, you know, because white folks have three seasonings in their cabinet anyway. That's it. So this one is a
Luke likes his spice. You don't know Luke like that. You don't know Luke's taste buds.
I have, Luke, I have like spicy in my cabinet.
I know. I may not know Luke's, but I know Luke's granddaddy's. I know Luke's daddy. So six is theirs, right? Also, so they have had a brunch. Luke likes a friend of mine, black chef.
What's the
chef
name of this mediocre place that you like so much?
My what?
This mediocre soul food place that you like.
Oh, so Universal House of Soul, like the circus. Go to Universal House of Soul.
If you want 3.5 stars.
Yeah.
Or if you so white, you
I could have won a bad day and they're gonna get better. But okay day. It was good. It was one of them things you'd be like, you would not, no, I didn't turn up my nose. I didn't want to like, I just added some salt, pepper, and some
But also your 3.5 is like a 4 for a lot of people. You're very snobby in general. So 3.5 is actually a pretty good score. I have a bougie palate. But it just seems weird for you to come out and be like, yo, by the way, I just want to recommend this pretty good place.
You know? Yeah, because it's black owned. And they'll be there a while. Hopefully. Okay.
I'm with it. Right on.
I'll try it.
Yeah, and it's safe.
Maybe you should recommend people go to the wine bar first and then go there. It'll be better.
Yeah, and they play music.
The wine bar black owned?
R&B. No.
I only go to black owned places then, bro.
But they only let us have so much in downtown. Let's not get greedy.
She's right though. If you go to the wine bar, you get drunk, then you're gonna spend more money at the soul food place.
Bam. There it is.
Everybody wins. All right, let's end with a happy story. It's my favorite part of the show. It's when Aurora Singh gives us a Sacramento happy story.
Okay, so this is about dogs and puppies.
Ooh,
they are available now. A lot through the pandemic, they weren't available for adoption, but they're available for adoption now at the Sacramento SPCA. Okay. You can go first thing in the morning. It starts at 9 a.m. You can go register for a same day appointment to go see a certain animal or a couple animals that you are interested in adopting, and you can adopt and give homes to puppies.
That is beautiful.
Yeah. They should have homeless people then, Aurora. They should just put them there and then we go adopt them.
Are you gonna get a that's where you adopt some homeless people.
Adopt homeless people.
Are you gonna adopt a puppy?
A lot more paperwork, but we should do it. You're right.
I'm not adopting a puppy, I'm adopting a homeless person.
Yeah,
as long as they have their shots and they don't have bed bugs.
I think why were they not letting
make
people
sure,
adopt
make sure the shots are not heroin shots, they're polio and stuff.
They can't have a bump.
I don't know why they weren't letting people adopt during the pandemic, but I think it has something to do with, like, people couldn't come in and meet the dogs and, like, they couldn't go to the houses.
I think everybody was, like, home alone. And then they were like, man, I need a dog.
Yeah.
Like, go get a puppy. And then everything would open up and they would be like, man,
I can't do this.
All these puppies down the streets. Yeah.
I don't want to do that. All right.
Yeah, so go get yourself a puppy. I would love to get more dogs, but I am technically not even allowed to have one dog, and I do. So,
why? Because of your apartment, or
yeah, we're not supposed to have pets.
Hopefully, your landlord does not watch this podcast.
You should feature on this podcast.
Our landlord technically knows, but it's fine. Like he's a 7-pound 14-year-old Chihuahua. Like you're really not gonna let me keep.
That's a Chihuahua.
Yes.
What are you feeding the Chihuahua?
Super thick, God.
Technically, it's two because
oh my god,
one.
That's a thick Chihuahua.
That is super thick, man.
You're feeding it thick.
That's not a Chihuahua. That's a
he's old. That's he just has a lot dog. Of extra skin.
That looked like a baby wolf.
Oh, he's got extra skin. He's got extra skin because he had a
look at Luke.
Look at that thing.
He's sleeping right now.
Why does your dog look like it's still in the wound?
He's having a dog.
That's how he sleeps. He curls up like the Firefox logo.
I love it.
Anyways, Luke, where can everybody find you and all your videos online and social media?
If you go to youtube.com/epictikicomedy, that's where all my YouTube stuff is. I've done lots of videos with Ellis a long time ago. We made a bunch of sketches. He's been on the podcast recently that I do. You can also follow me on Instagram at Epic Tiki, and then I'm on Twitter at Epic Tiki Comedy, but Twitter sucks, so I don't know. But yeah,
he's got a film coming up. Luke is the second black person on the show. So I like that.
I'm a what? Second. Yeah. Am I an honorary black person? Is that what you said? Are you,
I'm putting you in. I'm inviting you to the barbecue. Wow, don't bring no food though. You don't have to bring no food.
Yeah, just come eat.
Oh, you don't trust me to bring food?
Oh, not at all. Like macaroni salad or something we don't eat.
Just bring. I hate that stuff though.
Don't bring like a one and a half.
Yeah, just bring.
Don't just bring your dog March so we 27th. Can play.
March 27th, okay. Luke's movie come out, right?
Yeah, supposedly. Yeah, I'm sure. I feel like he's going to do 2 days if there's that many entrants, but we'll see. Maybe some people like entered and they won't finish or get their movie done. I don't know.
Yeah, and then he put no black people in it this time, but he will. We in his movie next time.
All three of us are going to be in the movie next time. Yeah,
you have it all covered because you have because Ellis is everything, Peruvian, Yugoslavian, black, and then Czechoslovakian and Aurora, you know, Indian and Haitian. Then you got me. I'm Ghanaian and Kenyan, so we can do that. We got it.
Yeah.
Speaking of Steph, where can we find you online?
It's gonna be. We'll call the movie the UN, and we'll just do a
the UN. Yeah. You can find me at the Grammys next Sunday, and wow. Then Off the Change Podcast.
They gonna have you posing on top of a cake, or what are you doing?
That's I'm getting in. Don't.
He's okay. Gonna be popping out of the cake.
Don't bother me. And Off the Change Podcast. I am Steph Sanders everywhere. Off the Change on YouTube, OFFDACHANGE. And Super Thick gonna be on there again soon.
What up, Super Thick?
Woo!
And then Aurora Singh, where can we find you? What you got coming up?
You can find Taz and I on my Instagram at Aurora Singh and Twitter, but Twitter does suck. I agree. Twitter is like, why do I even have it? Facebook and YouTube. And I have a channel on YouTube where I'm just like a fat girl living my best life, like trying to be healthy.
Yeah.
And then also on TikTok, but add a one at the end because some bitch took Aurora Singh. So.
Oh, damn that Aurora Singh.
Yeah, man.
And remember to adopt a puppy. Adopt a puppy and be good to each other and everybody love each other.
I'm starting an OnlyFans account for brothers with beards.
I'm going to start an OnlyFans for puppies.
Under 5'6".
Help me out. Hint, hint, Luke. All right. Bye, Sacramento. Everybody say bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.